This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Treasury Department is cracking down on a notorious street gang known as MS-13. It was created by Salvadoran immigrants living in Los Angeles. It now has more than 30,000 members throughout Central America and in 40 U.S. states. So today the feds classified MS-13 as a transnational criminal organization. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains why that matters.
Mara Salvatrucha, also known as MS-13, takes a diversified approach to crime. It makes money from kidnapping, child prostitution, drug smuggling, and murder for hire. By designating MS-13 as a transnational criminal organization, U.S. law enforcement can target its assets. David Cohen with the Treasury Department explains.
Every bank, every business in the United States is forbidden from doing any transactions with MS-13. So it freezes their assets and it prevents them from engaging in any transactions here in the U.S.
Some observers were surprised by the Treasury's move. Stephen Dudley is co-director of a think tank called Insight Crime. In economic terms, he views MS-13 as small potatoes.
The MS-13 does not have a sophisticated financial structure. It's basically a subsistence-level criminal organization.
And the Treasury's designation may not carry much weight back in El Salvador. Professor George Grayson studies criminal gangs at the College of William and Mary.
El Salvador is a failed state, and the challenge is going to be getting cooperation from Salvadoran officials. The country is so poor that it's eager to have dollars no matter what the source is.
Also, the government in El Salvador has struck a truce with MS-13. That may not please U.S. officials, but it's helped to cut that country's murder rate in half. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.